Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, I've got to check in with our good mate, Pat Webster. Morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Have you had a good break with your horse, Happy Clapper? Do you go to the paddock as well?
Yeah, I do for a little while, but I can't. I do a bit better than him, so I've got to be careful.
Don't we all? Don't we all? He's rising nine, Pat, but does he know that?
Well, you know, he's been down at Limitless Lodge, Tim Bowen, I must say, does a great job. And I was there yesterday to take him off the float when he come back, and he just dragged me back down to his yard. So, you know, the first thing I thought was, yeah, he doesn't know he's nine, but I know I'm 68. I'm trying to hold him.
Yeah, well, that tells us that he's had enough in the paddock then. Does he put weight on? I mean, is he a doer?
No, he doesn't. Like, he's one of those, you get those horses that do too well and, you know, they sort of put weight on without much trouble. But no, he just, he's, put it this way, he won't have to do a lot to come back, and he's usually ready with, you usually got 8 or 9 weeks up your sleeve, but he's usually ready within six. But, and I'd say that won't be any different this time.
Understand. So each preparation's the same one, really. Is if you look at the history of Clapper, you've been fortunate touching my head as I say it, but you've been able to target specific races. There's one thing that will be different about this spring. There's no Winks.
No, like, look, you know, but the thing is, Andrew, what offsets that is he's getting on and he's had a couple of bleeders. Well, he's had one outward with bleeding attack and one internal, which was pretty bad. So, you know, his age shall not weary them, but he's, you know, we've always looked after him since he had his tendon as a young horse, and that won't stop. So we've just got to be careful what we do with him and place him to advantage, space his runs, and just look after him. And I can't see any reason why he won't be very competitive again this year.
So would it be a similar preparation that you'd like? She might be gone, but you might race in her honour in the Wink Stakes?
Yeah, well, a funny thing, when after Queen Elizabeth, I walked past, well, I shook his hand, Chris Waller, because we've been old mates for a long time. He said, just do me a favour. I said, what's that? He said, try and win the Winks with Clapper. So not saying that, you know, why we're going there, but that's the race that suits 1400 at Randwick first up. He loves first up, and then second up, if he goes okay, he'll probably run in the George Fame. And it's a month in between him runs, but he has a trial, and he loves the 1600 at Randwick second up too.
Yeah, yeah. As I say, you love training him, but his campaigns are just beautifully set out, aren't they?
They are, and I got, you know, I give credit that to Michael Thomas, the owner, because you've got to have owners let you do what's best for the horse and then best for them, which is best for them. And as he says, we have deep discussions about what's going on. You've met Andrew.
Yeah,
and,
I've met Michael.
And you've met Michael. And at the end of the day, he says, look, I go, what do you think? He said, it doesn't matter. You're going to get what your own way anyway. But at the end of the day, his races are pretty well mapped out with over the years. He's running these races and he's been competitive, and you know, he would add six group ones or something only for the great mare. So if it's not broke, why, you know, don't try and fix it.
No, exactly. I guess along the way, you mentioned you know, the tendon way back now, but also just the recent bleed in and out from his body. Has there been that discussion? I mean, are you just leaving it up to the horse to tell you now whether he wants to keep racing? Is that where it sits with Michael Thomas, the owner?
Oh, look, yeah, like I said, Andrew, I couldn't imagine training Clapper without Michael. It would have been a nightmare training for a syndicate when they couple get in a pub on a Friday night and become pub trainers and saying, Webster should be running him in this and running him in that. It's been an absolute pleasure to train him with Michael, and that's exactly how this is going to work. Like, Clapper's bordering on winning $7 million, which is amazing. Well, I think it is, and I'm sure Michael does too. So whatever happens, the horse will come first. And Michael, even after he bred inwardly pretty badly in Melbourne, he said to me, do you want to retire him then? I said, no, not just yet. So then we brought him back and just give him a space, and then he ran fourth in the Queen Elizabeth. probably might have run a bit better if I left the blinkers on, but I was a bit worried and took them off. But no, look, Michael also gets upset. I say each one step at a time, and that's the way it'll be this time in again. He'll trial on the 30th of July, Tuesday the 30th of July, and then we'll just go from there. He'll probably have another trial after that, and then the Winks, and then a break, and George Main.
Yep, understand. Well,
but
he's
at the end of the day, it's up to him. If he shows that he hasn't come back or this bleeding thing is worse, he'll just be retired. And, you know, we'll go down as history that what he's done against the great mare and what he's done himself to win a only horse to win a Villiers, Epsom and Doncaster.
Yeah, no, he's been a marvellous horse, whatever he does in the future, but he's rising nine and we can't wait. But the good news is that he's dragged you back in there yesterday and he's glad to be back. That's the good thing. Hey, Pat, just before I let you go, you work closely with Racing New South Wales and jockeys and things to make sure that everyone's fit and well and mentally sound and things. We've got a few on the sidelines at the moment, a few falls and things like that, and I know Tony Crisafi did an interview yesterday on TV just telling us how many or the extent of injuries and things. And one of those was Josh Adams, who looks like he's going to be out for a little while longer.
Yeah, well, Josh is going to be out for a while. He hasn't replied to my texts at the moment, but I've checked up through his girlfriend, Jessica. She actually works down where Clapper was at Limitless, but, you know, he's going all right. And, you know, the news was yesterday, you probably know more than me, how long is he going to be out for, Corey Brown?
Yeah, he's going to be, they're not saying. He's coming home today. He's flying home to Sydney today with Kylie around lunchtime. But, you know, there's speculation of 6 to 12 months. I don't know I don't think Corey's saying a time frame, but you look at him and then you look at Kobe Jennings yesterday riding track work, comes off a horse and then gets kicked by the hoof of the horse he's got, and his face looks like a mighty balloon at this stage.
Look, you know, what we're dealing with in that. It's just amazing. Now, I always look at when you see falls like that, what's happened to Kobe and the what actually comes out of them falls, and then I think, if the injuries are that severe, how lucky were they that they weren't worse, you know?
Yeah,
they got their vest, they got their helmet, and they got their, you know, protection. But, wow, you know, you look at the weight of the horse he's dealing with and how fast they're going, and not only when they just come off, but just when other horses land on top of them. And, it's just, you know, one of the hazards of the trade. But my dealings more so with the drugs and alcohol side of it, and we've got a very good guy, David Goldman, who's in place with the mental side of things. But I leave all that other stuff up to Tony. He tells me he does a pretty good job if you listen to him, so I presume he is.
No, he's doing a good job, Tony, letting us all know in the media just where these jockeys are up to. The other thing that I'd personally like to say, we see these incidents happen and falls and things, and we hold our breath like we did with Corey, but I also think of the other jockeys that have been around thinking, oh, did I do that or did I cause that or that sort of thing. And I hope that people, and I know the jockeys associations in each of the states works closely with these fellow jockeys, because you want them to be in the right place as well after cases like we've seen in recent weeks. Hey, Pat, thank you for joining us. Good luck with the Clapper. We'll stay in contact, mate.
All right, Andrew. Thank you very much. And look forward to talking to you again, hopefully, about the Clapper when he gets a bit closer.
No, good on you, mate. Thanks a lot, Pat. Pat Webster joining us there, the trainer of Happy Clapper.